Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today, my folks, you are going to hear a really interesting interview with Robin Barbosa. She's the author of a book called I Am Revealed, Behind the Ashram Door. Now, she's going to tell us about her experience in a cult. Raised as a Jewish woman, she found herself in a cult, and it's quite an experience, and we're going to hear all about it in just a little while. But right now, we'll listen to Jonathan Sittel. Enjoy. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7. And Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Here's Corey Bell with Lev Shalom from the CD Or HaOlam. Sing praises to the Lord.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Happy New Year! This is the year of the Lord's favor. Here's Deborah Klein and Vince Intorno.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. You know, that comes from Isaiah 61, verse 2. This is the year of the Lord's favor. I believe it. And remember, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you to give you a future and a hope. So things are looking good. Right now, let's hear all about Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840.
I could see it in your eyes. You've been taken by surprise. You'll be forgiven. It is something from inside. From the Lord you'll never hide. You'll be forgiven. He's in every step you take.
Beautiful song, Forgiven, by Ray Chernoff. No relation to Joel Chernoff. You know, this is a really big deal. It's hard to forgive others, and it's hard to forgive yourself. But this song is a beautiful reminder that you are forgiven. So let's not go into the new year holding on to unforgiveness against others or against yourself, okay? All right. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Right now, let's hear about your Europa Cafe. Changes in the air. Things are different at your Europa Cafe. There is no seating anymore. But instead, come on into the Europa Cafe for baked goods, pastries, delicious goodies to go. The Europa Cafe is open on Mondays, Tuesdays and Saturdays from 10 to 6, and Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays, 10 to 8, and Sunday, 11 to 4. And of course, the Europa Deli is next door, and they still have wonderful European delicacies, pierogies and herring and fish and cold cuts. So there you have it, folks. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. The phone number there is 385-2040. Europa Cafe and Deli, now all together in one room. Good. That was Ted Pierce, O Israel, from the CD Jerusalem Sessions. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Happy New Year. Let's hear now from Jarday's Hair Salon. Don't you want to look pretty for the holidays? People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jarday's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jarday's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jarday's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jarday's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out. Yeshua said in Matthew 23:39, "For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Here's Barry and Batya Siegel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. These are just three of the famous Ten Commandments. Written by the finger of God on tablets of stone in the presence of Moses, they were the foundational laws God gave to the Jewish people from Mount Sinai to provide a universal standard of right and wrong. Thanks to the Jewish people, God's guiding principles were recorded for all nations. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to ROIMinute.com. That's ROIMinute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammah Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammah Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammah Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
In just a few minutes, you're going to hear an interview with Robin Barbosa, the author of I Am Revealed, Behind the Ashram Door. Well, you know, last week's show was also pre-recorded, and I just had this brilliant idea that you could just email me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. The first three people that emailed me, I was going to send them a coupon or a book or a CD. Well, guess what? Nobody emailed me. So I'm making it really easy. Today's program is pre-recorded, but if you'd like to win something, just send me an email at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com and just tell me why you love Bagels and Blessings. All right, now it's time for my interview with Robin Barbosa. Robin Barbosa, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Ethel. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm very excited. I read your book, and we're going to have a really interesting interview together. I wondered if you could tell the listeners a little bit about your background. For example, did you grow up in a Jewish home?
I did, and I loved growing up Jewish. In fact, in the Bronx, I'm in a Jewish neighborhood.
Wow. Did you ever hear anything about Jesus growing up?
The only thing I remember is we were either Jewish or Catholic. Being in a Jewish neighborhood, growing up Jewish, my friends were Jewish. We had a few classmates who were Catholic. I knew they believed in Jesus.
And how did you discover that Jesus is the Messiah?
Well, I was not offered a tenured position in a job that I had for 3 years teaching, and my world came literally crashing down. I thought all I had to do was go to college, get a college degree, get a job, have a career, and life would be wonderful. I had tried being Jewish. I had tried being in a cult, which my book talks about. I tried being a New Ager, and it all left me empty. And then, wow, I went to a Bible study, and my conception of what it meant to be spiritual was overhauled after I prayed to invite Jesus as a Jew into my life.
And how did your Jewish family feel about that?
I had a mom, a dad, and two brothers. My mom could tell something changed in me and wanted to question me about it somewhat. But when I visited my parents in Florida a few months after coming to the Lord, I was driving in a car with my mom and dad, found a gospel music radio station, and told my mom, this is what I believe. And she said, yes, I know. I asked her if she wanted to pray. She prayed the prayer. She said it with a tone of being facetious. I asked her if she actually meant it, or did she sound facetious, and she told me that she actually meant it. My father looked at the Bible that was on his living room coffee table and said, "Who wrote this book?" after, and my father was hard of hearing, so when we spoke over the phone, I would speak voice to text, so I could say anything I wanted without being interrupted. And a year later, my father accepted Yeshua into his life. My two brothers, on the other hand, was a different story.
Oy.
They're both very secular Jews, and anything else from me resulted in their condemnation. And it's been this way ever since. In their eyes, I just don't measure up.
Oh, dear. Well, I have to tell you, Robin, you are the first person I have ever interviewed on Bagels and Blessings that got involved in a cult, and I know that you want to warn people, and so tell us about your book, what inspired it, and tell us a little bit about your story, because it's incredible.
I never knew about the Bible's warning about discerning false prophets, and certainly about testing them to see if the spirit they have comes from God. There are many false prophets in the world, but as we know, only one true Holy Spirit. I didn't know it at the time. I am not an expert on the field or in the field. I'm just somebody with an experience. I was vulnerable at the time, having just graduated college, traveled to California to visit a cousin who was living in California as a student, and 3 days later, I went to the offer of a free meal, and wound up staying for 3 years. I was drawn to the social component of the camaraderie. I saw a group of people who were living out their ideals, and it resonated with me. I had been vegetarian. I was a New Ager in college, and hearing that I was not this body but a spirit soul really resonated with me. And from one day to the next, I never committed myself to staying long term, certainly not for 3 years. But what I did agree to was staying one day at a time, and the rest is history.
What was the big attraction, Robin?
There was camaraderie. There was a confidence in knowing God. In fact, my first question to the leader of this small group where I was eating this free meal, I seemed so confident and assured that he knew who God was. I wanted to know who God was. I knew God existed. I was seeking, and when he told me they knew who God was, what he looked like, what he did, and they knew about him, I was asked, basically, if I could come back the next day to attend a class. Little did I know that the class started at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I was then invited to, or asked if there was any reason why I couldn't just stay overnight, and at the time, there was no reason why I couldn't stay overnight, and so I did. And I did wake up or rise at 3 a.m. and follow the routine. It wasn't for me. I tried to leave, but the attraction kept resurfacing, and I kept being reminded of that basic premise. We are not these bodies, but we're spirit soul.
So let me get this straight. You could have left if you wanted, but they sort of guilted you into staying, or were you really forbidden to leave, or explain that to me.
Ethel, thank you for asking that question. Mind control is very real. It's treacherous, and it's impossible to get out of on your own. My purpose in writing the book is to warn people, travelers, or people going off to college, or taking a vacation, an excursion, or meeting new people, to be warned that this is a phenomenon that is real, and it does occur, it did occur. I didn't know it, no one knows it at the time. We have confidants, there's a totalitarian structure, there's a lifestyle, there's enough for me, Ethel, a balance, that there was fun involved, there was motivation, again, the camaraderie, and again, the conviction to my spiritual ideal, and of course, my love for God and my passion for knowing God, and the milieu of the ashram and the milieu of the cult, this is the only place there's an exclusivity to God.
Plus, I would imagine that the daily discipline must have had an effect on you.
It had a tremendous effect not only on me, but my ashram sisters, my god brothers, my god sisters, very little interaction with the god brothers, tantamount interaction with the leader, who was a male, of this harem-like group. It's almost impossible to leave because the tentacles of the cult totalitarian philosophy and theos is so deeply embedded into our psyche. And yes, Ethel, it's guilt. I was responsible not only for my eternity, I was responsible for generations, past, present, and future, of family members, for their eternity. There was a lot contingent on me being obedient and following the routine. Once you follow the routine, it becomes a daily progression of more and fuller immersion.
Were you happy? Did you think you were happy?
Thank you for asking that question. I was led to believe that this is what happiness was. Other than the word happy, I would have to use the word ecstasy. That was a word we bantered around among ourselves, that we were in ecstasy. And whenever things got way beyond and out of our imagining that this could ever be asked of us, the fasts, the two-day fasts, the fasting on water, the marathon fundraising, anything, the lack of sleep, anything that was beyond what we bargained for, basically, we were reminded of how joyous and how what ecstasy we felt when we danced and sang in front of the carved figures that we were worshiping.
What an experience. Robin, how in the world did you ever get out?
I had revelation during a five-day stay in a motel room that my parents orchestrated and organized and arranged. I didn't want to come home for a visit, and I speak about that in the story when I write, that I write in the book. I came home to visit my family for what I thought was going to be a 3 or 4 day visit, and wound up in a motel room where I had to confront the reality of my mind being messed with. I was given material from other cults, other groups that I knew were cults, even from the People's Temple, Jim Jones. We remember that tragedy in 1978.
Oh, yeah.
From the Moonies, another cult. And when I saw that they were saying word for word, paragraph for paragraph, interchangeably, what I was hearing from the group I was involved in, which I dubbed the World Organization for Righteous King Service, or WORKS, and had to come to grips with the fact that, in fact, it was a cult that I was involved in. It was a process. It wasn't a one-shot revelation, but it was through a orchestrated deprogramming that my parents organized.
Praise God.
That I couldn't get out on my own.
Let's talk about your book, I Am Revealed, Behind the Ashram Door. How can people get a copy of that?
Thank you for asking. Ethel, the book is available on Barnes & Noble. It's available on Amazon. I'm hoping that on other websites, possibly Jews for Jesus, Jewish Messianic Perspective, some other websites that I have connection with. But for now, let's do Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Such a deal. Amazing. Amazing. Now, I have to ask, Robin, you were involved with this group for 3 years. Do they know that you have written a book, and have you gotten any negative feedback?
The book was originally written 38 years ago as a tell-all. Only as the memories came vividly to mind, and I hand wrote, and then I retyped it on a manual typewriter 35 years afterwards, or 3.5 years ago, I formatted it on a word processor. I changed the name of the organization or the group or the cult so that it would be generic, because the book was written for anyone ever involved or thinking they might be getting involved or thinking they might be attracted. So it's about the cult phenomenon, and it's not a tell-all about one particular group, and especially not the group I was involved in. So no, I don't know who is there and involved, but I have not had any repercussions.
Now, you said 38 years ago, so it's been that long since your involvement?
That's true.
Oh, well, praise God.
38 years, correct.
Praise God you came out of that. And what would you say now?
You can do the math. Your audience can do the math. I was 21, 22, just turned 22 when I got involved. I got out when I just turned 25, so your readers can do the math.
Oh, you're still a young chick.
Long time.
You're still a young chick.
Coming from you, thank you.
You're welcome. So, Robin, so what would you say to someone who's listening now? Because there are people out there who are really vulnerable. You know, they want to belong. They want to feel a sense of community. And what would you say to someone who is on the edge or on the fence?
Well, I want to share with them that a great life lesson is just to know you can get up, walk out, and leave. And if you can't do that, then something is wrong. We need to be able to maintain control of our personage, our personhood. We need to see if there's a pattern that's emerging. And the book was written so that this pattern is more recognizable. Basically, separate yourself, take time away from anything or anyone or any group, examine for yourself how you feel, what you know, speak to people, do some research on what's already known about this group, all of which I did not do. And it's called reality testing. It's crucial that anyone separate themselves for the time being to examine for themselves.
Excellent. I am just so thrilled that my son met you and told me about you. Your book is amazing. It's the only one like it I've ever read. I want to recommend to all people listening to this broadcast that you run out or go to your computers right now and order a copy of I Am Revealed Behind the Ashram Door by Robin Barbosa. Thank you so much for your willingness to share. And I know we have only gone to the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more, which is why everyone should read your book, because you explain so much more in your book. But this is truly amazing. And I thank God for your parents who were instrumental in helping you get out. And I just wish God's blessings on you and that He would use you to help people all over the world who are on the fence.
Thank you, Ethel. And my congregation's been praying for you, for your ministry. Thank you so much. It's been a privilege to be on the air with you. And your son, Michael, is truly, truly a blessing.
Aw, thank you. That warms my heart. Well, God bless you, dear, and I really want to stay in touch with you. Thank you again for being my guest.
Thank you, Ethel.
Shalom, Robin.
Shalom.
And that was my interview with Robin Barbosa. Go get her book, guys. I Am Revealed, Behind the Ashram Door by Robin Barbosa. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. How about a Joel Chernoff song now from the CD Restoration of Israel? This is There's a Wind That Blows.
There's a wind that blows from the holy wall that softens the stony heart and fills the soul. There's a wind that blows from his holy throne that causes the dry and bare
A beautiful song, Send Your Spirit and Forgive. What a beautiful way to start a new year. Remember what I said earlier in the broadcast. You know, forgive. Forgive yourself, forgive others. Receive the Lord's forgiveness. Ah, yes, forgiveness is a beautiful thing. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Send us your spirit.
This is Joel Chernoff, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
We and our Father. cast your name, forgotten to honor the source of Israel's fame. But Lord, where we've been scattered, you've reached us with your love. Now pour out on us your rain from above. Fall upon us now, oh God, fall upon us now. We're back in the land, the time is at hand to pour out your spirit in power. Fall upon us now, oh God, fall upon us now. We're back in the land, the time is at hand, pour out yourself.
It will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And even on your male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And it will come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Yeshua shall be known.
Well, first we heard Bruce Cohen with Fall Upon Us Now, and then that last beautiful song was Kathy Schuster, Arise, O Lord. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for God shall comfort them. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. For behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man is coming. Rejoice and lift your head up to the sky. Your redemption draweth nigh. Blessed are those who show mercy, for that is what they surely will receive. How blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Elohim. Blessed are those who make peace, they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. For behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man is coming. Rejoice and lift your head up to the sky. Your redemption draweth nigh. Rejoice and lift your head up to the sky. Your redemption draweth nigh. Blessed are you when men speak evil of you on account of Yeshua. For like the prophets before you, your reward in heaven is great. For behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man is coming. Rejoice and lift your head up to the sky. Your redemption draweth nigh. Your redemption draweth nigh. Your redemption draweth nigh.
That was Ted Pierce. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yager Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha. We assemble Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem. Peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.